Thank you for calling. The person.
Hello?
Hi, my name's Ashley. I'm returning request a callback from customer support.
Okay. All right. I had called earlier and talked with someone, and they said that I wanted to cancel my subscription. I didn't know I had it. But anyway, she gave me a code, but she didn't tell me what to do with it.
Okay, well, I would be happy to confirm for you, ma'am. It's not a problem. What is your name and zip code to search with?
Phyllis Elliott, 28806.
Think I've pulled you here, Miss Elliott, for security. Can you confirm your address?
120 Demko, D-E-M-K-O, Lane, Asheville, North Carolina, 28806.
Thank you, ma'am. Allow me just a moment. I'll load up the details here for you. Appreciate your patience. The information is still trying to load.
Oh, it's fine. I'm on a caption phone, so I have to read what you're saying anyway.
So just to confirm, I have pulled a canceled account. This is for our online discount shopping membership. I do see you spoke with a representative regarding this. I see that it looks like you had enrolled into a sweepstakes back on the 2nd and paid $574, which was a sweepstakes entry on a kitchen item. But that code she had provided you regarding the cancellation is just to keep in your records as like a receipt that proves the account was canceled and you won't be billed anything else in the future.
All right. Is there any chance of getting a refund? I'm 90 years old, and I can't afford that.
I understand. Typically, the company views the membership fee as valid, but as a courtesy, I do have my employee discount code I'm able to apply for you as a refund, and it would refund 35% of the $67.32. That would give you an amount back of $23.56, and that should settle within about 3 to 5 business days.
Yeah. Well, that would help. Well, I'll let my bank know.
Had you already spoken with them on the charge?
I haven't yet.
It seems this has caused some frustration on your part, and I hate to hear that. Allow me a moment. What I'll do then is I'll reach out to my supervisor, and I'll see if they can help out any further.
Okay. I'd appreciate that.
It's not a problem. I'm just waiting on their response.
Okay. You were in California?
We're based in Alabama.
Oh, in Alabama. You a Southern girl?
I am, actually. I was born and raised in North Carolina.
Oh, you were. Okay. Where Greenville. In North Carolina?
Greenville.
In Greenville? Oh, you were in the eastern part.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in the mountains.
I'd been out there a few times. Beautiful.
It has been so pretty this year. The leaves have been the prettiest they have in years.
That's the best part. Definitely. Beautiful colors. I did receive a response from my supervisor. Now, what she can do to help out, she has a code she can apply as well to help. And this is going to refund 50% of the $67.32, refunding an amount of $33 and 66 cents.
It's the best we can do.
Well, let me double check on that. I'll ask. It's no hurt in asking, right? I'll see if she can help out any further.
Okay,
I'm also going to explain the situation we discussed here. See what she can do to help.
Yeah, I didn't realize I was getting into this.
Yes. All right. Here's what she's going to do. She said, as a one-time courtesy to help you out, she does understand the situation. She is going to work on a full refund for that membership fee for you, and it'll be settled within 3 to 5 business days. Here in just a second, I'll provide you a refund confirmation number.
Okay. I sure do appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
So Social Security doesn't go very far.
All right. Well, the refund was successful. Your confirmation number on that will be 7768.
Okay.
4304.
All right.
38.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And while I have you, is there anything else I could do to help?
No, that's all. Thank you. You have a good evening.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.